Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very happy to give you meditation instruction and sit together. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, as per usual, so please get settled, whether you're on a cushion or in a chair, and both are excellent. And as you get settled, I want to continue by answering the questions that you all have sent to me. I really, really appreciate your excellent questions. And if you have a question about your practice, about Buddhism, spirituality, and so forth, I'd love to try to answer it. So you can leave it in comments in the blog post connected to this video. This week's question is from Carol. She says, I would like to know if you combine the latest neuroscience research results with ancient wisdom on meditation. I would like to know why in the 70s I was trained to close my eyes during transcendental meditation, and now you say to keep the eyes softly open. Well, these are two excellent questions, Carol. Thank you. And let me turn off my phone while I answer them. So the first question, do I combine neuroscience with ancient wisdom? For me, the answer is no, I do not. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a researcher. I don't know how you would even combine those two, except for just to say, oh, science proves this is right. Or Buddhism has said this for thousands of years, and science says, yeah, that's right, we proved it. So that's cool, that's awesome. And actually that you mentioned transcendental meditation is a perfect sort of additional point to how I could respond to this question, because it seems that for us in the West, in order to acknowledge something as genuine, it really helps us to know that there's research behind it or scientific proof or whatever you would call it. Okay, that's cool. And transcendental meditation in the 70s was one of the first examples of an Eastern tradition calling on research to prove that it was indeed a viable practice. And that was awesome for transcendental meditation. It was very helpful. So yay, that's fine. It lowers our resistance. And in that sense, I think the studies are cool. For me, they don't help. That's just me. I'm not saying, oh, studies poo-poo-poo at all. For me, I just tend to be a very experiential person. And I don't do a lot of research before I try something that may be smart, it may be stupid, I don't know. But my learning happens from the doing. So I tend not to include research, although I'm happy to read about it and I think it's interesting. But I also like to try to encourage you to avoid taking on a meditation practice for a potential result, which I know sounds crazy because why do we take anything on if we're not looking for a result? Which makes total sense. And we all take meditation on for a result. We want to be less stressed. We want to have better relationships. We want to be less angry. And those are fantastic things. But there's something about meditation that exists outside the realm of self-help or self-improvement. And when we say, oh, studies have proven that this will help me lower the stress hormone cortisol and I'll feel better, okay, that's cool. But do you feel better is really the question. And as you're practicing, it's good to let go of any notions of cortisol and prefrontal cortexes and, you know, even becoming less angry, and instead to just do the practice. And everything else is kind of a distraction. So I encourage you to focus on the practice, not that you don't. And the second part of your question, Carol, about eyes open. And in transcendental meditation, as you say, the eyes are closed. And why is that? Well, the name transcendental meditation itself includes the answer to that question, because in that practice the focus is on transcending, on going somewhere else, on blowing through perhaps conventional limitations to find oneself in a different state of mind, realm, I'm not sure. And it really helps if you want to transcend the ordinary to close your eyes and withdraw within yourself. But this practice, the practice of shamatha meditation in the Buddhist tradition, the practice of tranquility, is the opposite in that it is not about getting anywhere. It is about being somewhere, aka here. It's about being present, as opposed to going somewhere else. We're actually trying to simply be here, which is not as easy as it sounds. So when the eyes are closed, there, as I mentioned, there's a sense of withdrawing. That can be just the thing from time to time. However, when you open your eyes, you have to come back. And there can be a sense that when you get up off your meditation cushion or chair, you leave your meditative equanimity on the cushion or chair. Because you've opened your eyes, okay, now I'm back in the regular world. If I want to get that equanimity back, I have to go back to the cushion. When you practice with your eyes open, there's less of a sense of divide between your meditation practice and your post-meditation practice, which is your life. So to me, that's really why we're practicing, not to be good at meditating, not to get somewhere else, but to be good at being right here and to be good at being ourselves. This is a practice of wakefulness, and it's hard to be awake when your eyes are closed. And the final thing I'll say about that is when you practice with your eyes open, it's easier to avoid a certain something that happens to many, many people when they sit down to meditate, which is that they fall asleep. And the reason for that, I've done a careful study, is that everybody's really tired. And when you sit down to meditate, you sort of relax, and whatever you're trying to hold at arm's length, your arm drops metaphorically, and that thing is no longer being avoided. And for some people, sometimes that thing is feelings, or ideas or challenges, whatever it might be. But for many of us, that thing is fatigue because we're very tired. We don't rest enough. So if this is you, if you keep falling asleep every time you meditate, you might choose to nap instead and, you know, get your rest. That's not a bad thing. And then when you feel better, come back to meditate. But in any case, if you want to avoid falling asleep, it's just easier if you meditate with your eyes open. So Carolyn, thank you for your excellent questions. I truly hope that they were these answers were useful. And again, if you have questions, let me know. Happy to answer. And let's practice. So begin your practice, please, by forgetting about all of these things. The mind will continue to think thoughts because that's its job. That's cool, no problem. However, if you notice that you become absorbed in thought rather than breath, simply say to yourself silently, thinking. Label that moment. That's thinking. Gently let go. Doesn't matter if the thought is beautiful or horrible or dull. And gently bring your attention back to the breath. And take a fresh start. You can take as many fresh starts as you like. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you so much for practicing together. And I want to invite you warmly to join the Open Heart Project Sangha if you find questions and conversations like this of interest. Every month we have a theme. This month the theme is the 6 actions that you can take to make yourself and others happier. And it's just a wonderful place to deepen your practice. So I just want to mention it in case you're not aware of it, to check out the Open Heart Project Sangha. Thank you.